USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is topping a grim COVID-19 milestone. NBC News reporting the United States surpassed 1 million COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday. This comes 27 months after health officials detected the first coronavirus case in the nation. The latest private payrolls report from ADP said 247,000 jobs were added in April. Experts were looking for 390,000. The report comes ahead of the jobs number that'll be released by the federal government on Friday. A new report says the CDC bought cell phone data to track vaccination and lockdown compliance. The CDC paid an outside data broker over $400,000 last year to monitor Americans' visits to churches, schools, and pharmacies. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness, and that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Abortion is back on the minds of many Americans.
The Supreme Court mulls dropping Roe v. Wade in an effort to save lives. Such a move would put states on the hook for deciding the fate of abortions. Data from the Guttmacher Institute, the number of U.S. women who get abortions, has decreased dramatically in recent decades, with typical patients now trending to be in their 20s and living in Democrat-run states. In 2019, nearly 630,000 abortions were reported to the CDC. The agency also reported roughly 18% of all pregnancies in America end in abortion. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The owner of TurboTax is going to pay a lot of money for charging for services that should have been offered for free. An agreement involving all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will see financial software company Intuit pay $141 million to low-income Americans who paid for those free services. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier Gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The 2020 and 2022 U.S. Olympic teams visit the White House to celebrate the Beijing and Tokyo Olympic Games. President Joe Biden saying the athletes represent the American spirit.
We believe in America, anything is possible, and you are the explanation of what we mean. It's all about possibilities.
President Biden previously hosted the U.S. Tokyo Olympic team in a virtual celebration last year. The Texas Military Department is advising troops to no longer rescue drowning illegal immigrants trying to cross the border. That follows the death of a National Guardsman last week. According to the Texas Tribune, the department has told soldiers to throw flotation devices to illegal immigrants struggling in the water instead of getting in themselves. Almost two dozen illegal immigrants have died in the same area where the guardsmen did last week. Safeway Fresh Salads is recalling its chicken Caesar salad products due to misbranding and undeclared allergens. The U.S. Department of Food Safety and Inspection Service saying the produce contains anchovies and egg and wheat allergens, which are not declared on the product label. The salads were shipped to distributors in Maryland, Virginia, before being sent to retailers in Delaware, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.